KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000 mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Drop her an easy hint about what you'd like to find under the tree this year. Mention the Give Him What He Wants holiday sale at Red Wing Shoes. She'll find the perfect things to wrap up for you. Red Wing boots, hardworking accessories, toasty socks, casual shoes and slippers, maybe even a handy gift certificate. Let her know about the Give Him What He Wants holiday sale, then make sure she knows it's going on now at Red Wing Shoes in the Fountains by Hy-Vee on Edgewood Road.
After he returned from overseas, on a night that might otherwise have been like any other 1940s night, he got down on one knee, looked up into her shining eyes, and placed the ring on her finger. She was one of the first generation of ladies to say yes to an engagement ring from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. That tradition hasn't changed. Decade upon decade, generation after generation, proposals from simple to elegant have featured engagement rings from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. The selection of diamonds and mountings is one of the largest in the area, and the expertise of the Dickens family has steadied the nerves of more than one young man. Stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Larson hopes to wrap up his non-NASCAR racing with a bang.
Chili Bowl is it for my off-season racing, then I'll have a few weeks off.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Victory Junction was young race driver Adam Petty's dream. He worked toward building a camp where children with serious medical conditions could concentrate on fun and not their illness or disease. When he died tragically, his family and friends around NASCAR made sure that dream came true. Today, Victory Junction is a camp that provides fun, life-changing experiences to children dealing with illnesses and disabilities, all at no cost to the camper. Help us serve more children by visiting victoryjunction.org.
As Kyle Larson was tearing through the dirt track sprint car world, he once raced 123 times in a single season and won 30. So it's no surprise that once the NASCAR season finished, the driver known as Young Money would head right back to the track.
I'm going to leave for New Zealand on December 21st. We get there the 23rd, and then I race the 26th, then we race every other day. So I'll run 6 times and then fly from Auckland straight to Oklahoma for the Chili Bowl. And run that.
Larson will race sprint cars down under. The annual Chili Bowl Nationals for midget cars opens with practice January 8th. Check out Larson's season review now at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It can't be the only person who gets hungry every time they mention the Chili Bowl, right? The Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight on the FMs only right now, 107.5 here in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, 1600 AM dedicated to the Cyclone Radio Network tonight as Iowa State plays host to Maryland Eastern Shore, a 32.5-point underdog to the Cyclones. We are going to be talking win or lose. Spoiler alert, I think we'll be talking win with Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm on the program tomorrow. Very excited to have Coach Prohm with us. just as excited to have Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com with us as he joins us every Wednesday during fantasy football season. His appearance is sponsored by Imon Communications. And Tristan, how many teams do we have playing for a championship this week?
I've got two teams in there. Had some bad luck in all the others, but my longtime keeper league and our staff league, so I get to smack talk some of our guys.
We got bumped by 1.44 points from the semifinal game, and it was all because I bought into the Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to take care of Jordy Nelson this week talk, and who was one of the only Packers who didn't show up last week? Jordy Nelson. So, lesson learned.
He cost me in one matchup, too, so I'm there with you.
Let's start with a phone call. How about this? Dan in Cedar Rapids with a question for Tristan. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, I got five receivers. I need two receivers and a flex. DeAndre Hopkins, Doug Baldwin, Martavis Bryant, Robert Woods. I can't even remember. Okay, four. Sorry. Four. I need three.
So, out of those, I would leave Robert Woods out. I like the matchup a lot, but I want to see just how involved he is, whether he maintains that high target share. He had that slight lead over the other guys. But since they have three options, I would fade him in this case. I like Bryant's matchup a lot against Houston.
All right, let's head to the text line. If you've got a question for Tristan, he can answer it for you. 366-1600. Chris needs you to pick two of the four players, Juju Smith-Schuster, Josh Gordon, Stephon Diggs, Devin Funchess.
Funchess for sure, because Tampa Bay is that gimme matchup for wide receivers. Tampa Bay's just been terrible against them, and I think Funchess is going to get a lot of targets. I'll go with Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, that might seem a little surprising, but with Antonio Brown out, I feel like Smith-Schuster, there might be a little bit of a bouncing back and forth in terms of the predictability between him and Martavis Bryant, but I think Juju's gotten enough positive play over the past month, maybe 6 weeks or so, that he's the guy I think is going to capitalize the most on a plus matchup against Houston.
Tristan, Keelan Cole was a name that very few people knew until about a month ago. Now, I bet a lot of people left him on their bench the last 3 weeks. He's had three very good weeks in a row. Is this the week where everybody starts him and he disappoints, or does he have a good matchup against the 49ers?
It's certainly conceivable that we'll all jump on board and he disappoints. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time in fantasy football that happened. But the fact that he's likely going to be the number one wide receiver in what is a good matchup, it's not quite to the level of the Tampa Bay and Houston ones I mentioned a minute ago, but it is one of the better ones. I'd put it up in the top eight. Lately, San Francisco's defense has been playing a little bit better. That's the only reason why I would say don't get too aggressive. I think he's the kind of guy who belongs in the top 30 to 35, which means he's your third receiver or he's your flex play. Definitely get him rostered, but I wouldn't get carried away.
All right, Anthony and Marion needs a flex play this week between Duke Johnson, Keenan Allen, and Bilal Powell.
Keenan Allen by quite a bit there. I think he's got another good matchup himself. Jets not playing particularly good pass defense. I like Allen. I like Phillip Rivers a lot. I actually had the high rank of him so far of our group.
All right, 96-46 needs two of the three in a PPR league. Foles, Tyreek Hill, or Cousins? Oh, he must be able to throw quarterbacks in there.
Foles, Tyreek Hill, or Cousins. That needs two of them?
Uh-huh.
So I would want to know what this is a six-point passing league. If it's a six-point passing league and it's a super flex like this, Foles is going to get the nod for me. I'm going to go with Cooks for the second option. And that's a little bit bold just because Buffalo's played a little bit better pass defense against opposing wide receivers, but they let their guard down a lot. I feel like New England's going to come out to play here, and he's going to put up some very big numbers.
Now, Tristan, we have a phone call, and we're going to start getting some questions for keepers for next year. We're going to go to Tom in Lisbon. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, Tristan. So I'm in a league where each year we get to keep one player. It's half-point PPR, and the only rule is you can't keep the same player 2 years in a row. This last year, my keeper was Le'Veon Bell, so unfortunately I got to throw him back. My others to choose from for next year now are going to be either Keenan Allen, Kenyon Drake, or Kareem Hunt, or Gronkowski.
All of them make a compelling case here. I would go with Kareem Hunt. just because I think it's critical to build around running backs. It's a promising sign to see him pick up the pace over the past 2 weeks. That bodes very well for him going into the offseason. I think he's a dynamic player who, in a half-point PPR, I think gives you a little bit additional value. I don't think he's ever going to really regress in terms of the receptions. So I do think he is a building block piece. I think we're looking at a half-decade's worth of production. And in your league, I know you can't keep him 2 years in a row, but I like the sophomore year for players like this. They put up good rookie seasons, and then they take a pretty decent step forward in year number two. I'm pretty optimistic about him.
All right, let's head back to the text line here. 96-46 PPR league, pick one between Marquise Goodwin, Mike Davis, or Dede Westbrook this week.
Goodwin intrigues me despite that tough matchup. I'm for some reason, I can't quantify. Jacksonville hasn't played quite as well against opposing wide receivers. I'm tempted there, but I'm going to the other side of the field anyway. Dede Westbrook is the better play here. It's close. I want to just kind of put this as it's close, but I'm going for the upside of Westbrook because he has the better matchup and he's been getting a lot of looks lately.
8258 asks you to look into your crystal ball just a little bit, but wants to know what Mark Ingram's value might be from here on out with Alvin Kamara kind of nudging his way towards being the guy in New Orleans.
So I'm thinking you're looking forward towards 2018, and that's going to be a very interesting case because my understanding is there's some sort of contractual language in there where he could escape as a free agent. So there's a possibility here that he ends up in a different situation and both of them are starters. I think that if he remains, we're going to be looking at something that's a lot like the Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman tandem and looking more at the 2016 model where they both put up some pretty darn good numbers. So I wouldn't be afraid to keep either player. I still do think that if Ingram remains in New Orleans, he's going to remain the go-to guy in terms of the running plays. I think Kamara gives them so much in terms of the receiving ability. They'll make it work. But for fantasy, we want to see Ingram playing somewhere every day, and we want to see Kamara playing right here in New Orleans every day. I think there's a good chance it happens.
Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com joining us, his appearance sponsored by Imon Communications. 1821 says, thanks for the help all season. For a PPR league championship, please pick two between Cooper Kupp, Rishard Matthews, and Marquise Goodwin. Who sits?
Kupp, Matthews, and Goodwin. This is one case where I will go ahead and roll the dice on Goodwin. As I said, it's a dreadful matchup on paper, but he is getting a lot of targets, and I'm intrigued. I think there's something there where, you know, the ceiling isn't high, but I think he is worth your play. I would go with Kupp for the other option, and part of that is just because it's such a good matchup, and I said there that Robert Woods, I'm not sure how this target breakdown is going to work. I think Kupp is still going to get a pretty good amount of targets, and against this matchup, if he gets even seven of them, puts you up some solid stats.
0636 is in a standard league, needs a tight end, either Eric Ebron or Antonio Gates.
I've been on the Eric Ebron bandwagon this week, added him in two leagues. In fact, I have a points league, so yeah, it's not both of the teams that I have in the finals, but one of them, yes, I did pick him up because I need a plug in here. We've lost Hunter Henry, I think that a lot of people are going to go to Gates in this situation just because of the name brand. I think Ebron is the better matchup and has been getting some of those critical looks in scoring position recently.
0211 says, I am in a standard scoring league and was wondering, with the injury to Antonio Brown, will Jesse James be worth a start, or should I stay with Jason Witten?
Someone hacked into my column and read the matchups map before I got it posted. I like Jesse James a lot, and you're thinking very much the way that I did, that in this past week, he hasn't played many times in his career with Antonio Brown off the field, but once Brown was off the field this week, he did seem to get a slight uptick in terms of targets, and he got that one critical play near the goal line that, yeah, the touchdown didn't happen, but I think that signaled that he is going to get key looks in the red zone this week. That's the way that they're going to adjust a little bit, and I like that potential for a touchdown. It is a great matchup. Houston, not very good against opposing tight ends lately. They used to be good. In the past, I'd say 8 weeks or so, they've been pretty bad. So I definitely would be playing Jesse James.
So Tristan, it was Doug Martin who fumbled his way out of the Detroit game a couple of weeks ago, and then Peyton Barber on Monday night didn't do much, was not very productive with his carry. Should we stay away from the Tampa Bay backfield at all costs?
I would say yes, because a Carolina matchup, especially a road one, is not a good matchup for a running back. That is actually one of the strengths, and it's been all year for the Panthers. They've had a couple games that weren't so good, but for the most part, it has been a bad matchup, grading one of the worst in the league for a running back. I would stay as far clear of that backfield as I can.
Rick has a question. Alex Smith or Kirk Cousins this week?
They're close. Part of that is that I just don't really trust Alex Smith, and it has been a little too inconsistent lately. But I'm going to give him the nod here just because I think Miami's the better matchup. I don't trust Cousins against Denver, and one of the reasons why is he hasn't been getting reliable production from Vernon Davis, who would be critical in this matchup. I'm a little iffy there. And Jamison Crowder's matchup, he's another key guy. His matchup is awful against Chris Harris. I just don't see a lot of avenues for Kirk Cousins this week.
All right, Mark has another quarterback question. The Big Ben Road Hex or Foles at home?
Yes, he does have that hex. Not only that, he has a pretty significantly lower grade of production without Antonio Brown. And I'm going to cast that and the road thing aside here. I like this matchup too much to ignore it. I think Ben Roethlisberger has looked like the star-caliber fantasy player in the past month plus that we've come to know him as in his career. And this Houston matchup is one of the best you can ask for quarterbacks, for wide receivers, and for tight ends. I think Roethlisberger is going to throw a lot in this game and put up good stats. He gets the nod, though both would be great two-quarterback league options.
We talked about Keelan Cole earlier, and I can't believe I'm about to ask this, but is Blake Bortles worth a look if you need a quarterback in this final week?
Blake Bortles, over the past, I believe it's 4 weeks now, it might be three or four weeks, he is the top scoring fantasy quarterback. Go figure. And not only that, he's doing it when he's ahead in games, which is so uncharacteristic of him. He actually looks pretty decent. In the past 3 weeks, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. That's so not the guy. And San Fran, we mentioned a couple minutes ago, is a good matchup. It's a good matchup. I still think he's going to put up good stats. I feel wary of trusting him ahead of some proven options. We'll put him in over Nick Foles. I won't put him in over Rivers or Roethlisberger. I wouldn't put him in even over Case Keenum. But after those guys are off the board, absolutely, he's one of the best.
Alex doesn't know this, but I was contemplating rolling the dice with Bortles over Kirk Cousins last week, and had we done so, we would have gotten more than that 1.44
points. No, I can't blame you for that.
0111 on the text line. DeMarco Murray, Joe Mixon, Chris Hogan, or Marshawn Lynch in a half PPR league looking for a flex play?
And it's unfortunate that you have to leave one of these guys to the sidelines, because I would go to Mixon and I would go to Marshawn Lynch just because of the role. But I'm going to leave Lynch to the sidelines and start Mixon. One of the reasons is he looks like he will play this week. It sounds very promising there. And the matchup is outstanding. I've mentioned before that the Detroit matchup, since they lost Nagata early in the year, I think it was week 6, they have been one of the worst run defenses in the league. Definitely load up on that matchup.
All right, Tristan, we'll send people ESPN.com's way. You mentioned the matchups and the column that you're working on, which is fantastic every week. How about a baseball question before we leave? What is Evan Longoria going to the San Francisco Giants do to his value in 2018?
I actually think it'll remain pretty stable. He's going from a pitcher's park to another pitcher's park, but you know what? He's going to get some of those Coors games. So even if you're worried about him being in my grade, it's the most extreme pitcher's park in the league, the Coors games kind of neutralize that out. I think the production stays the same. But the big takeaway here, it's great for the defense. The left side of that infield is going to be outstanding, and that's great for the pitchers. It gives Johnny Cueto a good chance of a rebound season. I could certainly see that happening.
All right, we appreciate it as always. Thanks, Tristan, and good luck in those couple leagues where you did get through to the championship.
Yep, good luck to you too, and happy holidays.
In the consolation round. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com with us every Wednesday during football season, answering your fantasy questions. His appearance sponsored by Imon Communications. Bortles was out there. He'd been the highest scoring. He's going nuts. He's going nuts, and Cousins has been.
2017 needs to end.
Cousins has been up and down, and I thought. Over the last 2 weeks, last week and this week, Bortles matchups looked very good. And I thought, Cousins got us here. We'll roll with him. And then between Devin Funchess and Jordy Nelson, I think they combined for about 6.5, 7 total points together. So I'll wear it.
All I can say, Todd, is this, and I hope this makes you feel better. If we would have started Blake Bortles, and he would have tanked you'd be facing a lot more backlash from a lot of people, because starting Blake Bortles to try to get you to a championship game, it just does that concept doesn't even make sense to me.
Well, it's all about the matchups.
I know, and but it's Blake Bortles.
He's been playing very well.
Yes.
So okay. Here we go. The championship of the IMON Communications Listener League. It'll be played this weekend. We've got Saved by the Bell taking on Ron Mexico. Right now, Saved by the Bell, going off of the projections, is about an 11-point favorite. Let's go to Vegas and take a look. They're giving 11 points to Ron Mexico. We fall to the consolation bracket to take on Hail to the Victors once again. So a great season. We finished first overall in the regular season, and then we blew it by... Look, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come out and say what he did last week, I probably leave Jordy Nelson on the bench. But Aaron Rodgers was like, hey, Jordy Nelson's numbers have been kind of down. I got to fill up the tank, or whatever terminology he used.
That was gamesmanship. He trolled us all and the other team.
But they have such a good chemistry, I thought for sure. And if you missed the announcement yesterday, the Packers have shut Aaron Rodgers down for the remainder of the season, so they'll go forward with Brett Hundley. Moving forward, ESPN.com fantasy football tab over on the right-hand side of the page. You can get the weekly rankings, the matchup report, a lot of the stuff that Tristan talks about with us when he joins us. And I think next week will be the last time that we have Tristan on. We'll talk fantasy keepers, maybe even some draft prospects, guys in college that he's keeping an eye on for your dynasty drafts next year. And then we'll have to find a way to fill the void on Wednesday nights. I'm sure Kyle will come up with something. What's so funny?
I just came across the peak Twitter 2017. Remember Austin Ward?
Does it involve LeVar Ball?
No, it doesn't.
Trump or who else is good Twitter gold? Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin, yes.
Sounds like the start to a bad joke.
So Austin Ward from the Land of 10, right?
Yes. Formerly of ESPN,
yes.
Now with landof10.com.
So he asked Urban Meyer a question at the press conference today in Columbus about signing day. And in responding, Urban Meyer referred to Austin Ward by name. Now, hook'em.com came out with an article that said, did Urban Meyer throw shade at Texas during his signing day press conference? Referring to Urban Meyer mentioning Austin Ward by name. They thought that was throwing shade at Texas.
Because Texas is located in Austin?
Yes. This is an actual order.
So what's the quote? How do you misconstrue that as?
I have absolutely no idea how you can misconstrue that. Apparently he said the name Austin at the beginning of the statement too.
Okay. And Longhorn fans are thinking that he's...
Yes. And Austin Ward is saying, no, let's try this again. He was referring to me by name. There's no controversy here.
Well, we mentioned
Texas fans are up in arms.
We mentioned Evan Longoria with the segment there at the end with Tristan. Longoria goes from the Rays to the San Francisco Giants. It's a Eva Longoria day, because Eva Longoria, the actress, announced today that she's pregnant. So all of the Longoria news, they are not related, by the way, coming down on December 20th, 2017. It is... Yes, you heard right, December 20th, 4 days before Christmas Eve, 5 days before Christmas, shopping time running out. What better time to give you a chance to take home a $50 gift certificate to Elevate Salon and Spa? They've got two locations in Cedar Rapids, including the one on Edgewood Drive Southwest. 319-366-1600. You can put the $50 toward any of their services, nails, haircuts, all of that good stuff. Caller number 6 right now, no strings attached, 366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is, get another big board update in, and eventually we got to get to the 6 o'clock showdown tonight as well. It's all on the way after this.
Guys, time's running out to get her the perfect gift this Christmas. Shop JCPenney now and get everything on her list for less than you think. Now through Sunday, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Plus, find her something she'll really love, like a diamond bracelet for $49.99 after 20% coupon, and find jewelry up to 65% off. Hurry in, JCPenney. Coupon valid 12/21 to 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
626, welcome back in. It is the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on our FM frequencies right now, because Iowa State is in action on the AM side of things. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. We've had a lot of people asking, when will the KGYM road trip return? All I can tell you at this point is 2018, and we won't be taking as lengthy of a road trip. I know that will excite some listeners in the Cedar Rapids area that have said for years, when are you guys going to do more stuff in Cedar Rapids? When are you guys going to do more stuff in Cedar Rapids? So be listening for your official announcement on the future of the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire coming up in the near future. Troy in Marion, the winner tonight of the $50 Elevate Salon and Spa gift certificate. We've got two more of those to give away, one tomorrow sometime after we talk with Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm, and then we'll give one away on Friday as well. Make sure that Kyle and Alex, make sure the other one doesn't steal the $50 gift certificate and use it in the White Elephant gift exchange tomorrow.
Dang it.
Do you have your, Kyle, have you, do you have a gift for the White Elephant gift exchange tomorrow here at work?
I actually just had such a good idea for one within the last hour. I'm gonna be picking it up after work tonight.
Okay, make sure it's either wrapped or put it in a bag, and that way nobody can see, because we got some peekers here.
We do, and I saw some in there looking at some of the gifts that are already under the tree.
Were they opening them?
Nope, just looking.
Okay,
just window shop. I'm not gonna say they were looking inside of the gifts, but they were looking at the gifts. And whenever that happens, you wonder if something nefarious is going on.
As the commissioner, I'm going to have to address this tomorrow. There will be a State of the Union address before the gift exchange.
I still have to get my gift for the White Elephant gift exchange, and it's always very difficult to find something that's funny that doesn't cross the line over into offensive.
I wasn't planning. This has gotten out of hand. Because the last couple years, there's been a lot of booze turning up.
Yes.
And it's not, the booze isn't consumed during the party, but we have a couple people. There's a little bit of a temperance movement among some of the employees here in the building to tone down the amount of gifts that come with or are centered around booze. And to acknowledge this, I, as commissioner, for the first time ever, went out of my way to include booze as part. So, you know, you saw it in there already. You know which package is for me. Now, we don't want to talk about what else is in there, but there is booze related to my gift, which is already under the tree. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But that was, as I heard people, it's kind of like people who say they're tired of complaining about the Pinstripe Bowl. I'm not going to stop complaining about the Pinstripe Bowl. It's complain worthy. It's a waste of everybody's time. Yeah, you get to watch another Hawkeye football game, but what if they lose?
So what you're
do
trying?
Do you really want to watch that game at 4:15 on a Wednesday? No, you want to listen to it right here on KGYM.
So what you're trying to tell me is, as much as people complain about alcohol being used as a white elephant Christmas gift,
if it
you're
gets
going
under,
to continue
yeah,
to do that.
If it gets under somebody's skin here, I'm going to do it. So I went out and bought a jug of booze. It's not good booze, but it's, as I like to say at home.
Is it Costco brand?
I bought it at Costco. It is not a Costco. That would be the Kirkland signature label. It is not Kirkland signature quality. Far, far, far below that. But look, if you're going to complain about it, I'm going to go out just to get under your skin and throw a little booze in the bag. And literally, it is a garbage bag filled with circus peanuts that I couldn't throw out here because the dumpster was full and a couple items in there. But they tie in together. We'll talk about it tomorrow on the program.
I'm sure you'll explain tomorrow.
We'll have our gift exchange tomorrow at our potluck, and then the show is on the air regular time tomorrow, 4 o'clock, and a good time will be had by all. But enough of that inside baseball information. Kyle is here now with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Kirk Ferentz spoke to the media in Iowa City this afternoon and gave a few pieces of news. First, as we suspected, Miles Taylor will travel but not play in the Pinstripe Bowl because he's got an injury that he's recovering from, so it's likely that Imani Hooker is going to start at strong safety instead. The surprising news, though, is that Alaric Jackson also won't be playing in the bowl after violating a team policy. Today's the beginning of the early signing period in the world of college football, and Iowa signed a number of their commitments, almost all of them, including headliner four-star in-state defensive end John Wagner. But the Hawkeyes also picked up another big commitment from Missouri safety Dallas Cradieff. He's a three-star according to 24/7, but a four-star according to Rivals, and he chose Iowa over offers from Iowa State, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Ole Miss, among others. Iowa State also signed nearly its entire class today and even landed its highest-rated recruit, according to 24/7 Sports, last night in offensive lineman Joey Ramos. The 6'5", 300-pounder is the sixth-best prospect in Arizona and chose the Cyclones over offers from Arizona and Arizona State, Oregon, and UCLA, among others. Right now, over on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, we've got John Walters as the Iowa State men host Maryland Eastern Shore as they go for their ninth consecutive victory. That's on 1600. You can still hear us right for a little bit, at least, on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And once we're all wrapped up, it's going to be some regular ESPN programming.
Maryland Eastern Shore, a 32.5-point underdog. The Hawks. Taking on the Cyclones tonight. We've got Steve Prohm set to join us in the 4:30 tomorrow, Kyle?
That's right. And okay. You guys want to know who I just nailed down at 5:30 tomorrow?
Yes, please.
Toby Gardenhire.
That's exactly right.
All right. We'll talk with the new Colonels manager, Toby Gardenhire. They announced their coaching staff officially today. The Minnesota Twins did. As expected, our old pal Tommy Watkins, the new manager of the AA Chattanooga Lookouts, former Chicago White Sox catcher Joel Skinner, has been hired to manage at AAA Rochester, and Ramon Borrego, who was the manager in the Gulf Coast League, Royce Lewis's initial manager last year before the number one overall pick was promoted to Cedar Rapids. Ramon Borrego will manage at Class A Fort Myers. So Toby Gardenhire set to join the program tomorrow along with Steve Prohm and a couple other guests. We'll have Woodja since it's Thursday, and a whole lot more, plus another $50 Elevate Salon and Spa gift certificate. 633, here's what we need right now. Callers number 1 and 2 to 319-366-1600. On the line tonight during the 6 o'clock showdown, movie passes to any of the Marcus Theaters in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, or Coralville. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you can answer more than your opponent, you're off to the movies. 366-1600. We'll take the first two callers and find out who they are when we return after this.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp-worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
What is style all about? I don't know.
Maybe something about personality? Creating your own environment?
It's just a way of being. Just being you, actually.
Once you find your own way of living, I think style is automatic. This holiday season, Tissot and Jared the Galleria of Jewelry will give the gift of time by offering a premier selection of men's and women's luxurious watches. To find your Tissot timepiece, visit your local Jared the Galleria of Jewelry or shop online at jared.com.
Guys, time's running out to get her the perfect gift this Christmas. Shop JCPenney now and get everything on her list for less than you think. Now through Sunday, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Plus, find her something she'll really love, like a diamond bracelet for $49.99 after 20% coupon, and find jewelry up to 65% off. Hurry in, JCPenney. Coupon valid 12/21 to 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
After he returned from overseas, on a night that might otherwise have been like any other 1940s night, he got down on one knee, looked up into her shining eyes, and placed the ring on her finger. She was one of the first generation of ladies to say yes to an engagement ring from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. That tradition hasn't changed. Decade upon decade, generation after generation, proposals from simple to elegant have featured engagement rings from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. The selection of diamonds and mountings is one of the largest in the area, and the expertise of the Dickens family has steadied the nerves of more than one young man. Stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
It's coming! Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld,
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
All right. Zach in Cedar Rapids is going to be answering the questions that Alex will be reading tonight, and Mark in Cedar Rapids will be answering the questions that I will be reading tonight. Gentlemen, how are we?
We're doing good. Great.
Okay, I think I picked last week with my contestant, first or last. So, Alex, in the spirit of Hanukkah and Christmas and all that is good, I'm going to allow you and Zach to make the choice.
Zach, what do you think?
Or cleanup?
Let's just lead off.
All right. We want the ball, and we're going to score. That's in the spirit of Matt Hasselbeck. All right. Zach, your 60 seconds will begin. If you don't know the answer to a question, just say pass, and we'll come back to it. Or do you have any more questions before we start?
Nope. Let's run it.
All right. Dan Le Batard grilled MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred over what topic on his show this morning?
The Marlins, basically.
Correct. Florida Atlantic gave Lane Kiffin a contract extension earlier this week. How long was it for?
I believe it was for 9 years.
Incorrect. Both Chicago baseball teams are said to be in trade talks for this Baltimore Orioles star.
Pass.
Former NFL coach Jeff Fisher said this week he's interested in coaching this team he once played for.
Bears.
Correct. Iowa and Colorado will play a non-conference game Friday. Where is the game being played?
Neutral site.
Yeah, where at?
South Dakota.
Correct. What ESPN radio personality announced today he's leaving his program
Ryan
at the...
Ryan Russillo.
Correct. What Iowa conference school did Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell almost play for?
Luther.
Correct.
Oh, that's five. With a couple seconds left to spare, I think... Perhaps going first was a strong choice there. It puts the pressure on Mark. Mark, are you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right, which top 10 college basketball team does UNI play on Friday?
Xavier.
All-star, that's correct. All-star third baseman Evan Longoria has been traded to what NL West team?
Giants.
Correct. The Arizona State basketball team is 11-0 and ranked third in the AP poll. What former Duke point guard is their head coach?
Bobby Hurley.
Correct. Who is talking about starting a pay-for-play league for high school graduates as an alternative to college basketball?
LeVar Ball.
Correct. Bill Belichick has banned the personal trainer of what player from the team plane as well as the Patriots sidelines on game day?
Tom Brady.
Correct. The Celtics' Jason Tatum is an early candidate for NBA Rookie of the Year. Tatum played on the same high school team as which current Iowa Hawkeye?
Pass.
Today marks the first day of what in college football?
Early signing.
That is correct, and that is six correct answers.
Oh, my goodness.
Mark, congratulations. By the skin of your teeth, you're going to get those Marcus Theaters movie passes. And Zach, that is what Scott Van Pelt would refer to as a bad beat.
Which one did I miss?
You miss.
We'll go back over them, but he had Florida Atlantic.
I was a 10-year extension.
He said 9
for
years.
Lane Kiffin.
And the Chicago Bears were the team that Jeff Fisher.
No, he had that one right.
Maybe he didn't get the Manny Machado one.
He did not get Manny Machado.
Both Chicago teams
White
are
Sox
interesting.
And Cubs reportedly both looking at Manny Machado.
I made those questions and I thought they were much more difficult than they usually are from me. And Mark rolled through those ones.
Yes, he did. The only one that he did not get was the Celtics' Jason Tatum, who's the early Rookie of the Year candidate. Same high school as Tyler Cook.
Wow. That would be a tough front court to guard for if you're in high school.
That's a lot. Normally we kill another 2 or 3 minutes going over the questions that people didn't get right. We don't have to do that tonight.
No, we don't.
So congratulations,
luckily,
Mark. The Marcus Theaters movie passes are yours. You can use them at any of their locations in Iowa City, Coralville, or right here in Cedar Rapids.
What would we have done if we would have had a tie there?
Oh, there's always, I can always come up with a tie question, a tiebreaker on the spot.
Who is Iowa State playing tonight?
Over under 30 points. Iowa State is favored tonight against Maryland Eastern Shore. The correct answer would be over, 32.5. I know there are a number of people out there that look and go, why play Maryland Eastern Shore when you're a 32.5 point favorite when you could schedule a home game with Drake or UNI?
I agree.
And that's an argument that you're never going to win, and I saw a Des Moines TV person, Andy Garman, who used to be locally here on Channel 2 many years ago, having that discussion with somebody on Twitter today. I agree with Andy, but we're in the minority. And, you know, the big dogs have all the power, and that's Iowa and Iowa State. And there are a number of people out there that don't think Iowa should ever go to the McLeod Center to play UNI. Well, guess what? North Carolina did it last year. Xavier is doing it. Why are those two, you know, they're not scared to go there. But the series ended, the home and homes, and I get it. But you can't tell me that there's more interest in Maryland Eastern Shore Iowa State
than there would be.
Look, Drake isn't a great team, but at least you'd have that compelling local angle there instead of playing at, and there, it's still up in the air, the future of the Hy-Vee Classic, which was played last week in Des Moines. Again, Iowa has an opportunity because of the 20-game Big Ten Conference schedule to opt out with 18 months notice. So they will play next year in the 2018 Classic in Des Moines, but the 2019 and beyond is very much up in the air right now. We've got a poll question for you at KGYMradio.com. Brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. We ask you today, given the news coming out of the Iowa football program about Alaric Jackson's suspension and the injury news to Miles Taylor, does it make you a little bit more nervous for next Wednesday's matchup in New York City? This time next week, you will be hearing, I believe on all three frequencies, the ESPN presentation of the new era Pinstripe Bowl between Iowa and Boston College. And so far, the majority of our listeners have said no. It doesn't change how they are looking at next week's game. It may not
change
Tristan
it for
Wirfs
you?
At left tackle.
Wirfs at left, and Wirfs is a he's a big dude.
He is,
and he's going to be very good. This is a high pressure situation for both him and for Levi Paulson. I want to make sure that I get the right Paulson twin on the offensive line.
Two of the most important positions on the offensive line, and Tristan Wirfs has been pretty good. He's been up and down at right tackle, and now you ask him to have to go block one of the best athletes pound for pound on the field. It's a little bit concerning. I know he's a big guy. I know he's athletic, and I do think he's going to be very good. But this offensive line has been inconsistent all season, and people highlight the injuries all the time. They bring up the fact that two freshmen have been starting at the tackle positions. Now you move a true freshman over to the left tackle position. I'm not saying that it completely ruins things, but it is concerning.
Again, if you missed the announcement today on the Russillo Show, Friday is going to be it for the Russillo Show. He is under contract at ESPN through 2018. He's going to be doing some podcasting with them. And then it's a new venture for him. It basically, not to get too inside baseball here, but it's public knowledge that ESPN charted its course with Stephen A. Smith over Russillo moving forward. And Russillo got moved to a time slot that he wasn't necessarily all that happy about, because especially in a lot of mid to major markets, that time slot is when local shows take over and air over national ESPN programming. And so he's riding off into the sunset. So if you're a fan of the Russillo Show, formerly Russillo and Connell, and formerly SVP and Russillo, Friday is going to be your last opportunity. So tomorrow will be the penultimate Russillo Show. And he's brutally honest about not being very happy about the situation, and addressed that on his show today. If you go to ESPN Radio's podcast page, you can hear him. He starts right off at the top of the show. While I'm sending you there, you can also check out the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz. They had MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred on today. It got testy and contentious, and Le Batard made Rob Manfred feel very uncomfortable, asking him questions about the sale of the Marlins. And what Rob Manfred said on that program is now fodder for local and national news reports, and the Miami Herald is reporting that they have multiple sources, at least two sources, that said Rob Manfred was not completely honest in what he told Dan Le Batard today about not knowing that Derek Jeter and the new Marlins ownership was going to go into fire sale mode. That reportedly, according to the two sources, one of the questions that the current baseball owners had for it's like a fraternity. They get to ask questions about people who are prospective buyers. The Ricketts family went through this in Chicago. Everybody does. One of the questions, according to the two sources, and I'm guessing here one of them is probably another owner. One of them was, how are you going to handle payroll? And reportedly, they answered very truthfully, and the commissioner knew that they were going to shed payroll, which is the crux of what Dan Le Batard was talking about today. So some great stuff, some compelling stuff from the ESPN national programming. And then we had some good stuff here locally too as well. If you're just joining us and you missed it, Josie Jewell was with us earlier today at 5:30. We talked a little Hawkeye football and basketball with John Bonenkamp from the Burlington Hawkeye, and even caught up with Gary Reima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. Our podcast will be available shortly at KGYMRadio.com. 6:48, we'll step aside, take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will put the finishing touches on a Wednesday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. It seems like today has flown by, and that's partly due to the fact that we've been wall-to-wall with guests. Back with more after this.
Do you need Duracell batteries this coming holiday season? Maybe not. Maybe you could trust your kids will be just as happy without them. Maybe you could trust they won't remember you as the parents who spent this Christmas morning driving to a mini mall to get the batteries you forgot while wearing a robe. Or you could just trust Duracell and buy them right now.
Drop her an easy hint about what you'd like to find under the tree this year. Mention the Give Him What He Wants holiday sale at Red Wing Shoes. She'll find the perfect things to wrap up for you. Red Wing boots, hardworking accessories, toasty socks, casual shoes and slippers, maybe even a handy gift certificate. Let her know about the Give Him What He Wants holiday sale, then make sure she knows it's going on now at Red Wing Shoes in the Fountains by Hy-Vee on Edgewood Road.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
What is style all about? I don't know.
Maybe something about personality? Creating your own environment?
It's just a way of being. Just being you, actually.
Once you find your own way of living, I think style is automatic. This holiday season, Tissot and Jared the Galleria of Jewelry will give the gift of time by offering a premier selection of men's and women's luxurious watches. To find your Tissot timepiece, visit your local Jared the Galleria of Jewelry or shop online at jared.com.
Welcome back in, 650. How is this LeVar Ball Basketball League going to work? How many are there? How can they find enough players post-high school not going to college to play competitively? Who's going to pay them? Where are they going to play? And, of course, will they all be wearing big baller shoes?
Well, yeah, that's a given, I think. But now that's a good question because you think theoretically – I'm trying to think in the olden days now, before the one-and-done rule was made, how many high school prospects would get drafted and how many were even being considered. And you think maybe the top 25 recruits in the country are good enough to go right to the NBA or an NBA team would draft them or bring them into camp. That's not enough players to make a league. I just hope that it wouldn't take away players who were not good enough to play in the NBA away from college.
Well, in the words of ESPN college basketball analyst Fran Fraschilla, a lot of top 50 guys are not going to stand for the pay cut. A little bit of a jab there.
Is Rick Pitino
going to
be a coach?
It's got to be like primetime league, right? Isn't LeVar has to be a coach of a team?
Yes.
LeVar has to. I admire that man. Should have been Time's Person of the Year. LeVar Ball should have been Time Magazine's Person of the Year in 2017.
Every time he does something completely dumb, he goes and does something like this.
Goes and redeems himself.
And completely redeems himself. That's how I feel about LeVar.
He does
one thing where I'm like, that is really dumb. And then the next thing, that makes sense. This actually makes sense to me.
The man got the president of the United States to utter his name numerous times.
Like four times?
A common citizen. I may tune in to the Sports Animal tomorrow, or at least catch the podcast, because the New York Mets have announced a contract extension for their general manager, Sandy Alderson, even though the Mets are... they're sitting on a pile of money this offseason and don't seem to be intent on improving their team. While the Phillies, the terrible Phillies, went out and got Carlos Santana on a 3-year deal. The Braves are looking like they're getting better. And, oh, by the way, the Washington Nationals today added former St. Louis Cardinals first baseman Matt Adams, who absolutely crushes right-handed pitching. Can't hit left-handers to save his life, but you put him in a platoon situation with the Nationals, and I think he's going to be primed for another strong season.
Just don't play him in the outfield.
Yeah, don't.
Don't try that. That's an experiment that didn't work out so well.
He played, 19 games in left field.
And then he played a lot in left field with the Braves when down the stretch last year, and that did not work out.
No good. 6:53, Kyle has rejoined us in the studio. He's got his shopping done, at least for tomorrow's gift exchange. He's also got his shopping done for Midwest One's Big Board Update. Midwest One, where you're the one
Kirk Ferentz spoke to the media in Iowa City this afternoon and gave a few pieces of news. First, as we already suspected, Miles Taylor will travel but not play in the Pinstripe Bowl as he recovers from an injury, so Amani Hooker is likely to start at strong safety in his stead. The surprise news, though, is that Alaric Jackson also won't be playing in the bowl after violating team policy. Today's the beginning of the early signing period in the world of college football, and Iowa signed a number of their commitments, almost all of them, in fact, including headliner four-star in-state defensive end John Wagner. But the Hawkeyes also picked up another big commitment from Missouri, safety Dallas Cradiff. He's a three-star according to 24/7, but a four-star according to Rivals, and he chose Iowa over offers from Iowa State, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Ole Miss, among others. Iowa State also signed nearly its entire class today and even landed its highest-rated recruit, according to 24/7 Sports last night, in offensive lineman Joey Ramos. The 6'5", 300-pounder is the sixth best recruit in Arizona, and he chose the Cyclones over offers from Arizona and Arizona State, Oregon, and UCLA. Right now, over on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, we've got John Walters as the Iowa State men host Maryland Eastern Shore as they go for their ninth consecutive victory. That's on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. We're about to hop off our North and South Gym FM frequencies and hand over the broadcasting to ESPN programming.
I pointed this out this morning, but Dallas Cradiff from Hazelwood Central High School in St. Louis.
Yes, your neck of the woods.
The same high school as Marvin McNutt.
Marvin McNutt.
Former Iowa star.
Current head coach, general manager, I should say, of the Cedar Rapids Titans here. I don't know whether there's a coon curse or not, but Jason Tatum is heading to the locker room with a hand injury.
I saw that.
For the Celtics.
It looked like he broke a finger.
If there is a coon curse, he joined Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com to be the Memphis expert on their podcast. Perhaps you've laid a hex on your brother's team moving forward.
I don't believe in stuff like that.
Were there any dumb questions? He hasn't posted the link yet. I'm looking forward to listening to this either tonight or whenever he posts it.
It was just sort of get to know the team. I haven't
been
able to
questions,
do that yet.
Were there questions about catcher and outfielder Gabriel Kuhn?
Just at the beginning.
Okay.
Basically me explaining my connection to the Memphis football program. But other than that, we focused on what makes that team tick? Offense.
We will have Iowa State men's basketball coach Steve Prohm on the program tomorrow, and we will have the Liberty Bowl for you next Saturday on all three frequencies. 1600 AM, we'll have John Walters and the Cyclone Radio Network call of the game, and our FM frequencies, which you're listening to us on right now, 106.3 in Iowa City and 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, will carry the ESPN national broadcast of the Liberty Bowl. We will also have the Pinstripe Bowl, which this time next week is probably going to be somewhere in the fourth quarter, would be my guess. A 4:15 Central Time kickoff at Yankee Stadium between the Hawkeyes and Boston College. Lots of Iowa football news today coming out of Iowa City. We'll hear a little bit of what Kirk Ferentz had to say at his news conference coming up on tomorrow's program. Also, as we mentioned, Steve Prohm, new Cedar Rapids Colonels manager Toby Gardenhire, set to be with us as well. And since it's Thursday, Woodja is going to be on the schedule too. We've got our inner office White Elephant gift exchange. We'll run down all of the booze-related gifts and how many people were upset about them. And Woodja on tap, as well as a $50 gift certificate to Elevate Salon and Spa. So if that's not reason enough to join us tomorrow, I don't know what is. Thanks for listening.